The Supreme Court versus God. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When a private profit-making business is owned by somebody who's religiously devout, what rights do they have over you as your employer? Could they make you go to church on Sunday? Could they make you kneel in prayer five times a day? Of course not. We all agree that'd be going too far. But tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments about whether private profit-making businesses with devout owners should be exempt from the part of the healthcare law that requires profit-making businesses to provide pregnancy-related services, including birth control, at no cost to employees or else pay a penalty. It's known as the Hobby Lobby case, named for one of the companies who sued because their religious owners sincerely believe some of the birth control methods they would have to provide are prohibited by God. And the fact that Hobby Lobby would take it all the way to the Supreme Court tells me the owners truly believe they would end up in hell if they obeyed that law. So the court has a tough decision to make. Even the Supreme Court is not above God, and I don't imagine it wants to be seen as forcing Americans to do what sends them to hell. But I should also point out, there are a lot of things that can get you sent to hell. I have religious acquaintances who feel that one or two of the recent wars they were forced to pay for, as well as our entire nuclear arsenal, are a clear violation of at least one of the major commandments. So, if the court is going to protect one person's religious sensitivities over how the government forces them to spend their money, wouldn't they have to do the same for everybody? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.